Hello.
Hello.
We're back. A couple more shout-outs, some quick ones. Our monitor, Judy. Remember you guys, Judy is also doing the blogathon today.
Judy in disguise. That's how watchy is.
Judy is also doing the blogathon. She's at twitterpated.org/blogathon. She is our monitor. Be very nice to her. She
That's
plugged
right.
us. She gave us a plug. So hopefully we'll get some new listeners. That'll be fun. Fresh blood.
Yeah.
We got a comment from Krizzer. It's a Krizzer. I can hit that note now.
Hi, baby.
She is catching up on the episodes. And another one from Lily.
Lily's home.
She's
no,
hanging
Lily's,
in there. She says,
Lily's here. Lily's not here.
Lily's not here. Lily's here. She's waiting for the return of Nick.
Is Chris Hansen bringing Nick
bringing
back?
His, Chris Hansen's going to bring him home. I have not heard back from the Pete as to when he wants to come on. We have some guests coming up at some point soon. But
yeah,
not this episode.
We're just a little discombobulated, we'll work on it.
It's all very catch-as-catch-can around here today. Bet also had a visitor for a moment, but he's run out to get her some supplies.
That would be the deep fat fryer.
Deep fat fryer. He went to Walmart to get Bet some vittles.
He's going to cook for me. So
oh,
what do you think
nice.
About that?
I think that's pretty damn cool is what I think. Let's do best songs / humdingers.
Okay. You wanna go first? You go first?
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Well, since he's been in the news so much recently, let's just get him out of the way. Michael Jackson.
Okay. Now,
you can include Jackson 5. You can include
Jackson
5 if you want.
Michael Jackson. Because that's really, if I can include both, it's quite easy. My favorite is.
Of course, we know this because we talked about it very recently, so we already know. It's Stop the Love You Save, Maybe Your Own.
Maybe Your Own.
Jackson 5.
11 o'clock. Do you know who Michael Jackson is?
Let me choose something a little bit different. I'm not going to go Jackson 5.
Okay.
Instead, I shall treat you to this one.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Oh, you're going to play me your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to pick another one.
No. I can play my favorite. It's just not a Jackson 5 favorite. It's a Michael favorite.
Okay. It's a Michael favorite. Okay.
Yeah, I'm allowed to do
That's
that.
Right. I started humming before I got the kazoo.
I want to rock with you. Rock you into the I want to rock with you. I want to rock with you from the Off the Wall. I like that Off the Wall album.
Yeah, that was the album.
It was the album.
Okay.
Until Thriller. Dead Air.
I want to give you this one so much, and I know you're just going to kill me because you're going to go into your I don't know which is theirs and which is not. But I'm going to do it anyway.
I won't kill you. I just might not know.
Herman's Hermits.
I know Herman's Hermits.
Intimately?
No.
Oh.
Hang on. I got it. I know.
Oh.
I know it.
I am. Actually, that was Dick Van Dyke.
Henry VIII.
I'm Henry VIII.
Mary Poppins.
I always liked...
I might not know it, just so you know.
Do
Something Good. Oh, I love that song. That's a good,
yeah,
you
like
know
that
what? That I probably like that one better. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into
They also did Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. I know
a
couple of Hermans.
Lovely Daughter.
Yeah, I know one or two.
Leaning on the lamp. Don't you just love my Cockney?
Your Cockney accent is as good as your German accent. Let's go with... I might have had Herman and the Hermits on my list as well, but I doubt it. Let's see. Alright. Here's a challenge for you, Bet.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Manilow. Best Barry Manilow song ever.
Well, I know what my favorite is. There's absolutely no way I can kazee it, though.
Oh, why not?
And I don't know if you know it, because I think I've asked you about it before.
What is it?
Let me just try.
All right.
Actually, that was pretty damn
that
good.
That sounds very... It's very impressive kazeeing, if nothing else.
My lips are on fire.
What song is that?
It's Avenue C.
Oh, I don't
it's
think
from
I did
the album. It's from the album Mandy's On.
Oh, no, I don't know that one. I don't know that one, but here's mine.
Okay. When will
our eyes meet? Yeah, Weekend in New England. When can
I touch
you? I
think that was your favorite of the...
Of all the cheesy Barry Manilow songs.
The Barrister, as they call him. They call him the Barrister around
down Bett's way.
Factor crap.
Down Bett's way, they call him the Barrister. I got a response from our upcoming guest. Let me just quickly peek at it while you find us another one. We'll do one more.
I could be evil and give... I'm going to be evil and give you this one.
All right, be evil.
Okay. Phil Collins.
He's on my list, too.
You're going to be evil, too.
Yeah, I'm all for being evil. Hang on, will you hang on just one second, because I have got my headset cord tangled around my chair. Okay, there we go. That could have been a disaster. Phil Collins, you say?
And do we want that? Must this be solo? Can
I think this should be solo, because I have Genesis separately.
When he's in there, there's no room for anybody else in his ego.
That is the truth. I have Genesis separately anyway. So Phil Collins solo. This is my favorite.
Okay.
Although I am not a big fan of Phil.
That is a catchy song.
Susudio. It's got horns in it. You know I'm a sucker for horns.
I used to like...
Anything with a great big horn section.
When it was out in the big days of MTV.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was...
Oh, Take Me Home.
If I heard it now, it'd probably have no effect on me whatsoever.
Because I don't remember. I thought you were going to say, Let It Rain Down. I did like that video. The Let It... Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh,
yeah,
I wish it would rain down.
Yeah, that's not a bad song. It'd be better if it wasn't him.
Yeah, I like the video. I don't like the song so much, but I did like the video.
My bet about Phil Collins.
What'd you
He's
say?
One that divorced his... I said I have a burr up my butt.
Oh,
about
burr
Phil
up
Collins.
Your butt about him.
Isn't he the one that divorced his wife by fax or something like that?
What an asshole! Did he really?
Well, he either broke up with somebody or divorced his wife by fax.
Jesus, not only an asshole, but that's really outdated technology. I suppose he
well,
would...
Well, I think it was back when the fax...
Well, probably
know.
When faxes were hot. He would probably break up via Twitter nowadays.
Yeah.
we're a little late, actually. We need to end this now and get it posted, otherwise okay. we will miss our deadline. We'll be back in a half hour with our special guest. Bye for now.
Ah!